Commission will come to order, and we will start off with the agenda. Does staff have some items? Mr. Gebhardt? The virtual Craig Dossie?
What's that?
The virtual Craig Dossie?
Right. The virtual. Craig had to be at a Board of Commissioners hearing today on a couple of issues, including a legal discussion, and Cole will be leaving fairly soon for that same legal discussion. A couple things to bring up, and if I could have the overhead, that's a perfect scenario for me. I wanted to report several things relative to the El Paso County Master Plan and activities that are occurring. You've heard our discussion about the El Paso County Water Plan. We had a meeting yesterday with our steering committee. The timelines I'm presenting here are, to a certain extent, general. We're about 50%, 50+% through with the contract aspects, which means there's a whole lot of activities going to occur this fall. We had originally set this for hearing by the Planning Commission in the time period of November and December. To accomplish that, we end up having to have a lot of work by the consultant, open house. We are planning an open house, etc., potential work sessions as well. So it's still our desire to have this timeline, but we're pushing a whole lot of things together in this end of October, September, early or September and then early October time period. So I just wanted to give you an update. You will see that. That's a master plan action that would occur as an amendment to the county's master plan. That requires two hearings of the Planning Commission. Any questions on that?
Any questions from the commissioner?
The second part is, and I don't know how much we've identified this in the past, is El Paso County has put out the bid for development of the overall comprehensive plan. I think we've mentioned that before. The bid process, and they can scroll this out and whatever, and we can provide you a copy of the bid process or the bid action. The RFP is to update the entire master plan. We anticipate this to be 2.5 year time period to get from point A to point B. The intent was to issue the contract and begin expenditure and work on it this year. The budget aspects include some expenditures this year. This is a big deal. Hasn't been done in this county as a whole probably since 1970 time period. As you recall, there's all of these small area plans that date from 70s to 80s to 90s that haven't been updated. Purpose is to put those all into an updatable aspect, put them in a single document, and then also connect and bring together all those other topical elements, major transportation corridors plan, the drainage basin plans, the soils and geology aspects. All of those individual components then be brought, Parks Master Plan, be brought into the single plan with the idea of updating it more frequently in the future. The time frame for this, and we may have, August 27th is the due date. It was issued a couple weeks ago. We have a response to certain questions. Then we do the bid closing, and then we create a team to review the bid proposals and go through the bidding documents together as a team, and then we issue or recommend issuance of that contract, presumably, with work to begin before the end of the year. I'm happy to, we don't have this up completely on our website, so you have to go to Rocky Mountain Bid System to actually look at the whole bid document itself, but I think we can distribute that if you wanted to see that individually.
I think it would be helpful to email out to each of the commissioners.
I believe that's okay. I want to make sure that it's a PDF, and so I don't, make sure with our purchasing department.
Okay.
They follow a certain set procedure, and they don't like you to jumble with the purchasing aspects of using the bid system, and it may be that I may only be able to do that after the bid closing occurs.
Okay. Is there any legal concerns about getting material outside of a public hearing like this? It's a legislative issue rather than a...
Probably.
There are legal issues?
There may be.
Okay.
From the procurement perspective that Mark is alluding to.
Okay.
And so, as Mark is indicating, I would defer to the procurement department as to whether it would be appropriate. My thinking is it is probably not appropriate for you to get this before the bid closes. But, again, okay. I'll defer that to Mark's discussions with procurement.
Well, you guys all do your stuff, and then when you're ready, send it out to us.
And just for reference, the world has changed in comprehensive plans. And if you're aware, the city of Carter Springs is doing their comprehensive plan right now, and there's been a number of series of meetings with all council members, et cetera, and we anticipate that with the Board of Commissioners, and we anticipate work sessions with the Planning Commission and with the Board of County Commissioners, and we anticipate public sessions where you may have a group session where, if you've seen them before, you have a topic and you put your sticky on the wall that says this is the interest of my interest in that topic. But we wanted to do a more mobile friendly type of overall master plan that's accessible through your laptop, through your iPads, through your phones, etc. It is a bit of a challenge to start to look at your phone and try to read the whole document for some of those things, but those are a number of efforts we'll try to do. And for example, on this page, this is a part of it, is these are the separate sections that we anticipate as a part of the master plan. Certainly the consultant will start to provide some of this information in terms of a recommendation of how they expect that plan to go forward. But there's a whole series of documents that we hope that this plan puts together and is updated to be not based upon, updated from the previous policy plan or the latest master plan, including the Falcon Peyton, which is the 2008 time period. That's our most recent master plan. So that'll be a big effort by the department over the next 2.5 to 3 years.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So Curry. After the bids are in, then they have to review all those things, decide who's good and who's bad and which one they think is best or whatever in that evaluation process. For those of us who are going to get kicked off of here in a few months, is there room for someone like us to be a part of that review process?
For the question would be is whether a person who's not getting kicked off should be part of the process,
right,
or the review of the bids.
Sure.
Because they're going to carry that long term into the future.
Yes.
What we also envision with the 2-year plan going forward is, like we've done with the water master plan, we have a steering committee to carry forward with that. And Jerry Hannigan is on the steering committee for the water master plan, and so there become some opportunities for that as well. As you know, and we'll discuss it in just a second, there are certain limitations of how many boards and things you can be on with the county, and that poses some interesting challenges for someone that wants to continually volunteer. So I'm non-committal in that statement right there.
I got that. Yes, thank you.
We anticipate a meeting September 4th of the Planning Commission. We have one item on that that is most likely a regular item. It is a rezoning on property in the off of Janitel Road or Las Vegas in the south part of the county. The bylaws of the El Paso County Board of Adjustment provide that two members of the County Planning Commission can serve on the Board of Adjustment. We only have at present one member of the El Paso County Planning Commission on that board, and we would request anyone with interest in participating with that board, the Board of Adjustment, to provide interest to us so that and we could steer you into the volunteer application. The reason that becomes important is one of the other members of the Planning Commission who expressed an interest in that board is on two other boards already, and the county's rules won't let that person participate unless they drop one of the other boards. So if you have an interest in joining and being a part of the El Paso County Board of Adjustment, please let Tracy know.
And that will be a volunteer situation. It won't be an action of the Planning Commission.
It won't be a what?
It won't be a Planning Commission action to appoint someone.
No. Okay. No, this is just because we can have two members of this body be on that board. You have several items on your... But one more thing, and I forgot to mention it. Just for your reference, we are trying to look to an open house on the water master plan, essentially a public presentation. We anticipate it to be here in this building. You may recall, previously we sent out surveys. They surveyed all the water districts. Then they created this process that you could go in and enter the Metro Scan, where you could go in and enter what your concerns were and issues were that created a part of the public involvement process and tabulated what the public's interest was in the water master plan. And there was 372, I believe, responses to that. But we've never really had an open house with the public to say, here's what we're planning. And we anticipate that to be early in October. And so we'd have an opportunity to update you. We don't have that scheduled or finalized quite yet, but should be the first week of October. Then we go to our regular items. You have, well, first on the items relative to board actions recently. I believe you heard this code change about eliminating the ability to use tires. It was a discussion at the Board of County Commissioners. The board approved it. Essentially, it takes out part of the code that said you can use tires as a wall, as a part of a fence, or as a part of a beneficial use of eliminating tires, in part because the reason for elimination of this is because some of the tire fence burned in the Carson Midway fire. There were no other actions other than this one going to the board. For your items today, you have two consent items on your calendar. First one is the final plat by Wine at Meridian Ranch with the sufficiency findings. The second one is a map amendment for a townhome project in Security Widefield. A sufficiency finding is not required. There are recommended conditions and notations, and I believe the staff members will provide what the adjoining property owner responses were. I'm not sure I have those specifically.
We have received those.
You've got those. Mm-hmm. So that would conclude staff's presentation.
Okay. Any questions for Mark? Thank you, Mark. Before we get started, the voting members today will be Mr. Bailey, Mr. Ulrich, Ms. Dillon, Mr. Wood, Mr. Creeley, Mr. Risley, and myself, and so that gives us seven, so we will not have any tie votes, which is always nice. And with that, has everyone had a chance to read the minutes of the last meeting? Does anyone have any corrections or changes they'd like to make? Hearing none, then those minutes will be approved as presented. And with that, we'll go to the first item, which is 2B, Winding Walk at Meridian Ranch. Do any of the commissioners want to hear that as a item rather than keep it on the consent calendar?
No.
Is there anyone in the audience who would like to hear it as a full hearing? Hearing none of that, does any of the commissioners have questions they would like to ask? I do have some questions on that, so I would like to delve into the issue of, I forget the name of it, but that was the sticking point we had the last time we saw this, and the Planning Commission, I think, unfortunately, made a decision without a hearing on the item that we were making a decision on. So I don't want to repeat that again. So I would like to have a discussion on that issue, and that's the issue of how often there's connections and all of that. So there's a term.
Mid-block crossings?
Mid-block crossing, you got it.
So you are remembering that correctly. So when the PUDSP was brought before the Planning Commission, there was some discussion about a PUD modification that was requested for pedestrian mid-block crossings. The item was not pulled off of the consent calendar, but the motion failed, so the item was recommended for denial to the Board of County Commissioners. When the Board of County Commissioners heard that item as a regular item, the applicant supplied some additional details for the pedestrian mid-block crossing, outlining their rationale for making that request, and also outlining the pedestrian connections throughout Meridian Ranch and how this final plat and the PUDSP also had those same pedestrian connections. So because of that, the Board of County Commissioners chose to approve that PUD modification. So because that request has already been approved, this request for a final plat doesn't include that same request because it's already deemed approved.
It's already deemed approved. Okay. All right. Would it be appropriate for you to walk us through the issue a little bit for our education?
Sure.
Because I feel badly about that we voted on something without understanding it. So I'd like to make sure the commissioners understand it this time.
So what I will do is I'm going to open up the additional document that the applicant supplied, because I think that'll probably help. And then we can also hear from the applicant if you would like.
Yes.
I have a question. Are we going back over the PUD? Or are we talking the final plat here? Because what is before you is a final plat, not a PUD.
We're talking about a final plat.
Pardon?
We're talking about a final plat, but I've requested that we take a look at this one issue so we can understand it, and more for future process issues than any other reason. Is that inappropriate?
Well, you're pulling out an issue from the PUD. The PUD set of facts, if I'm following you correctly, mm-hmm. that's already been resolved.
Yes.
The applicant is probably not prepared to address that today.
That's right.
If it's only for your edification and you're not expecting any input from the applicant or the public and you're not going to take any action on it, I'll allow it.
Thank you.
But if not, then I've got concerns.
Okay. No, that is the situation. We're not going to take any action. It's for our edification. My edification, if nobody else's. Thank you.
Okay. So within within the code, there is a requirement for mid-block pedestrian crossings. So what they have done is they've identified the areas where there is no pedestrian mid-block crossing. So that would be along Scenic Walk Trail, Morning Breeze Way. And in these instances, really, especially Scenic Walk Trail, it's more of a technicality because they're considering these two different roads. Winding Walk Drive and so on. If you look at, let's see here. I'm going to open up the overall PUD as well for you. As that's loading, throughout Meridian, they have requested the waiver of the mid-block pedestrian crossings because they do provide a trail system throughout Meridian Ranch, and because the mid-block crossings also weren't identified. Gilbert did some research to see if it was identified specifically as an ADA requirement. It is not listed specifically as an ADA requirement, so it's something that we've just inserted into our ECM requirements, not based upon any other federal regulation. So that was another part of why the Board of County Commissioners thought that it was appropriate to approve that request. Okay, here's a sheet that kind of shows it. So you can see that there's a trail that goes through this tract, so it connects into their residential neighborhood. There's a little gap in the houses so they can actually go from the residential development out to this trail, and then it connects to the overall Meridian Ranch trail system. So they had many different reasons why they made the request. Mm-hmm. It wasn't based upon any ADA requirement. Their overall PUD, so not just this PUD, but throughout Meridian Ranch, they have an interconnected trail system that allows for pedestrian connectivity. I don't know. Does that answer your question? You're asking about their rationale. Is that correct?
No, it wasn't so much the rationale. I just wanted to see a picture up here and then talk a little bit about it. It seemed like that when we talked about this on the preliminary plan, there was a concern about people being able to get across the street, people who were in wheelchairs or motorized chairs or mm-hmm. whatever. And if we think about it a little bit, when we live in a residential area, people walk across the street to see their neighbors.
They don't
time.
Wait for a crossing, right?
They don't need a crossing. And I presume that the garages are on the front of these homes, so there's a driveway in front of every home.
That's
so
correct.
There's level space for a motorized chair or a wheelchair to get onto a street. They just may have to walk a little bit further than if it was a rectangular coordinate system of city blocks.
That's true. And the mid-block crossing is not an ADA requirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just wanted us all to realize that was the situation, and that I think had we have had it part of the hearing, it would have been probably a different result. And the reason I bring this up is I'm going to be gone in a few months, and so I think it's important that on each of these, particularly when they're on the consent calendar, we ask if anybody wants to hear it as a regular hearing item. We also ask if there are any questions from the commissioners before we get out of the hearing stage. So I just wanted to make sure that happens. Thank you very much. Yes, Jane.
Nina, would you go back to that first street map you showed us?
That one?
Yes. You said because of the technicality that Scenic Walk Trail and Morning Breeze Way were two different named streets, even though they are sort of a continuous street, that That was interesting to me. Is that a way of getting around the...
No, it's not. So our E911 determines when they are going to require a new street name. So E911 required this scenic walk trail to be under a different street name than Morning Breeze Way. So even though you and I, if we look at that street, we're going to...
Exactly.
We'd probably think of it as being a circle, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe scenic walk circle. But because they have additional guidelines and requirements above and beyond the Land Development Code and the Engineering Criteria Manual, when we send a request over to them to review a subdivision, they look through their criteria and they determine when it's appropriate or required for there to be a new street name. So in this instance... They're having it called a different street name, even though you and I would probably, if it weren't called a different street, we would think it was the same street. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'm open to a motion on this item. Mr. Risley.
Mr. Chair. As it regards consent item 2BSF18-002, final plat for Winding Walk at Meridian Ranch, filing number 1, I move for approval in accordance with our new standard resolution on page 19 with 11 conditions, 3 notations, and a finding of sufficiency for water quality, quantity, and dependability.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Creeley provided a second. And with that, any discussion prior to a vote? Hearing none, I'll start with the roll. Mr. Risley?
Aye.
Mr. Creeley?
Aye.
Mr. Wood?
Aye.
Ms. Dillon?
Aye.
Mr. Ulrich?
Aye.
Mr. Bailey?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, and the motion is unanimous. With that, we can move on to the second item. Which is
a map amendment.
Item 2C, a map amendment for the townhomes at Bradley Crossing Rezone. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to see that come off the consent calendar? Are there any commissioners who would like to have it come off the consent calendar? Are there any questions from the commissions about this item? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and proceed with a motion. Mr. Risley?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ms. Dillon.
In regards, agenda item number 2C, file number P18003, map amendment rezone for the townhomes at Bradley Crossing rezone. I move for approval according to new standard resolution, page number 27, with 4 conditions and 2 notations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Risley has made second. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, call for the vote. Mr. Risley?
Aye.
Mr. Creeley?
Aye.
Mr. Wood?
Aye.
Ms. Dillon?
Aye.
Mr. Ulrich?
Aye.
Mr. Bailey?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, and the item is unanimously approved. Any other business before the Planning Commission today?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just to for your information, Mr. Risley did a great job last time we were here. He managed to do everything correctly, even without even stumbling. So you've got a great vice chairman.
Well, kind of you to say, and thanks for putting up with me last meeting. So.
Well, when I go away in a few months, you'll have good material.
Yes.
Is that a threat?
Take it as you want. We are adjourned.